to high school in Inglewood. You think you're gonna get into Harvard?
I'm from a poor, crime-filled neighborhood, raised by a single mother, don't know my dad, blah, blah. It's cliche.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Malcolm Adekambi. I'm a straight-A student with nearly perfect SAT scores.
He probably got like one of those photogenic brains.
You mean photographic memory?
What'd I just say?
I mean, yeah, you said it. Yeah. Reiterating.
I play in a punk band with my friends, and I'm a 90s hip-hop geek.
You gonna say something or just stare at me?
A bad day for most geeks would be being the butt of jokes.
Some brother really needs to invent an app like Waze to avoid all these hood traps.
It is time we started expanding our horizons.
We're not going to a drug dealer's birthday party.
But when you live in the bottoms...
Well, I'll go if you go.
A bad day could look like this.
We were dancing, man.
If I let this slide, we got what they call a slippery slope.
So, Cody, are you dope?
No, nobody's ever called me dope. They call me other things like cool, smooth, and all that, but never called me dope. Well, yeah, only you call me Jew, so that's about
it. Nah, I'm not the only one. Everybody calls you that now. What are you talking about?
Really, man?
Yeah, everybody calls you. Miss One just got done calling you fucking Jew. So yeah.
Yeah, you guys are like two peas in a fucking pot, so yeah, that's just expected.
I don't know what you're talking about. We could never be more different apart.
Yeah, okay.
Well, come at me, bro. But, Cody, see, you ain't, that's your problem. You ain't, see, this was the ultimate black test for you, and you failed it. You straight up failed it.
How the fuck did I fail? Please, elaborate.
You didn't even go see it. You didn't go see it, bro. And now, you know what? You failed the black community now.
I failed the black community because I didn't see dope.
That's right. Dope, baby.
Black film of all time.
This is the epitome of all. Yeah, according to critics, it is. So, yeah, it's high. So, yes.
Yeah. Play a lot of hip-hop music, right? That's why.
They play about three hip-hop songs. So, yeah.
Yeah, that counts, right? Yeah, there you go.
Like in the first 20 minutes, too. But, you know.
Oh, shit.
Each his own, yeah. So, but, Cody, this was the film of all films. This is the film for black people. This is what epitomized your youth, man. This right here.
My youth.
You heard me. Your youth, yeah.
Really? I don't know. Being part of Inglewood. Okay, but all right.
If anyone can relate to this, Cody, it's you.
I didn't think this take place in Culver City, but all right.
Inglewood and Culver City, they kind of like the same damn city now at this point. At least Inglewood would like to make it believe so.
I was going to say.
Inglewood then tried to call it themselves Westchester. Mid-city.
We're not part of that city anymore. We're upgraded now. We're higher class.
Yeah, exactly. Inglewood has been trying to change their name for so goddamn long. Like a lot of parts in Inglewood, they just like, oh, we on the borderline of Culver City, baby, you know. It's like, ain't Culver City back that way? Nah.
I was going to say.
It's over here. Whatever.
Isn't there, like, a couple cities in between?
And then now the new one is Westchester, baby. Inglewood trying to step that game. That's called regentrification, Cody.
Okay, all right.
It's like you take that 105 here. The 105 is a beautiful freeway, baby, and you can get here to lovely Westchester City. But now, Cody, see, you a '90s child of the '90s, man.
I am.
We got Wayne of the 80s, you of the 90s, man. You can't get out of the 90s. Like, that's all you talk about, man. You talk about your flat top you had.
Yes.
Cody with a flat top. I'd kill to fucking see that shit.
I'd kill myself if I saw that.
Yeah, you know you saw that, Cody. Come on now, whatever, shit.
Fucking Fresh Prince.
I was too weird. I had the Shia ponytail and shit going on, so, you know, I wasn't... back in the 90s, I wasn't nowhere near the flat top stage.
You had the ponytail.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no. I had the whole long hair. I looked like a goddamn hippie back then. I wouldn't even play football, but if I took my football helmet off, the hair would just bloom in the wind and shit like that. And be like, oh shit, Black Fabio or something like that.
Black Fabio.
Or since growing up in Compton, nigga Fabio, cuz. Look at that nigga right there, shit. People are like, why'd you cut it off? Because bitches kept fucking with it. That's why. Let me comb your head, B1. Let me rub my fingers through it. It's like, hell no, bitch. Your fingers been up that dude's vagina hole. You know
what
I'm saying?
What the fuck?
Yeah, so, you know, shit. You know, growing up in Compton, them the main bitches we're talking about. You know, I'm a virgin, P1. You ain't no fucking virgin. The homie Tutu fucked you behind the building the other day, bitch.
Well, you got dudes that vagina hole.
Yeah, his asshole. Yeah, vagina hole.
How does that court? Whatever.
Speaking for the gay people, you know, when they, you what? Know, yeah, speaking for the gay people when they, you know, fuck them in the booty hole, it's a vagina hole to them.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, diversity, evolution, bro. Come on. Why are you such against? Why are you so against change, Cody? Come on now, don't be a homophobic motherfucker now. Come on.
I'm not against change.
I'm just
fucking
turd. I can see the feminist leader right now, Cody. You just a fake black man now. You fake it. you don't know the terms and shit like that. You know? I can tell you right now, people dope wouldn't be the movie for Cody. That nigga would be looking in there confused, like he'd be like, as he toots his one pinky finger up in there, just like. Whatever. I don't know about these inbreds in here or whatever and shit. It's just like, and I'm here to clear the record right now. People's been asking me about this movie. They've been asking. They've been like, P1, high critic review, man. It's getting praised.
That's how dope is dope.
They talking about it's dope. It looks stylish. It looks cool. It looks realistic. It looks like it take me back to my childhood. Well, yeah, it's realistic because it ain't no fucking, bitch, it ain't fiction. That's why they got superheroes and shit like here. But P1's here to tell you, this movie's some bullshit. I ain't like any of this movie. I didn't like any of this movie. I don't want to give a fuck about, because someone told me, because I didn't even tell them how I thought about it, but they was like, well, you had to have liked it because you like that 90s hip-hop. You love that old school hip-hop and shit. And I was like, and they were like, and then trailer, they played that nonsense. I was like, you know you must lose, you lost your shit. And I just said, interesting. Okay. Interesting. Wait till the review. I'm here to tell you about that music shit. Let me pull out this iPhone 6 real quick. Let me see. Passcode. Oh, here we go. A little music category. What do you know? Nas.
There you go.
Wow. Okay. All right. It's right there. Let me see. Wow. Rakim. Okay. Not 90s, but 80s, but whatever. Okay. Okay. Run DMC. All right. I see that. All right. Wow, Cody. It's almost as if the music in this film is right here at the fingertips of my phone.
Oh, wow. What do you know?
So.
What do you fucking know?
So, Cody, what does that tell you?
What does that tell me?
I don't give a fuck what the music they play in this movie. Okay. I don't give a fuck, bro. I don't know how the fuck it became a thing that if you threw a cool soundtrack from songs that you loved or whatever, that you probably most likely have on your phone, that movie should get a pass now, or they consider it stylish now. Then that should give it a pet. No, hell no. No, I don't. Actually, you know what? I find it more insulting that they played that Nas song in that scene that was going on. I was just like, you got to be shitting me now. I was like, don't play that here.
Oh,
shit.
I got to hear about this.
It was just them riding their bikes and then going up to this, like, fucking El DeBarge-looking motherfucker's house. Where, and then pretty much so they could sell the drugs to him. And I was just like, damn. So you didn't. You deterred Nas' The World Is Yours into selling drugs. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, that's kind of insulting.
Yeah, I was going to say, apparently we didn't listen to the lyrics of that song, but okay. Yeah. Okay. I know it's a kind of a not spoof, but inspiration to Scarface, but nah, man, those lyrics had a little bit much more to that than...
Yeah. A lot more, actually.
And you know what? The longer this movie goes on, it kind of pissed me off, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie. I was just looking at this like, for real? That's where we going with this? But let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So,
please do. Because
I don't remember shit, so I ain't gonna lie. I saw this like months ago. I don't remember a goddamn thing about this movie. We got Dope, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we got this kid named Malcolm. Who the fuck is he played by? Some flat-top looking motherfucker.
Looking motherfucker.
Yeah, where the fuck is he at? Okay, I don't know who the fuck he is. I'm just gonna go with flat top looking motherfucker. That sounds better.
That was Shameik Moore. I'll look it up for you.
Oh, Shameik Moore. Go. Okay, there we go. That's a terrible name, too, by the way. Hey, you don't get more niggerish than Shameik Moore. Come on now. Like, damn, dude. Shameik Moore. Seriously, too. Motherfucker.
He didn't have a choice, man.
He like three seconds. I ain't blaming him. I'm blaming his parents. Yeah. Shameek Moore. Goddamn, this you expect this much? Our baby gonna look like Shamar Moore. You wait and see, and then look how that the tables have turned on this nigga, bro. Tables have turned, darkness. Yes. Shit, Shameek Moore. Yeah, you waiting for him to say Assalamu Alaikum, brother, or some shit like this. So we got Malcolm, and we talking about the epitome of nerd. I mean, growing up in Inglewood, this movie takes place, and they bring up like Compton, Long Beach, all that. You know, pretty much all the parts of L.A. County that ain't L.A. Pretty much the cities that made L.A. What it is, or whatever. That because L.A. kind of piggybacked off the famous people that came from all these other cities and shit. So because L.A. was easier to sell as a marketing thing than saying I'm from Bellflower, nigga. So takes place in Inglewood. Malcolm, he's playing, he likes anime. I mean, he's in a band with his friends. Who's the chick that played, I can't remember, Diggy, played by Kiersey Clemons. And I can't remember the dude from, he was from Grand Budapest Hotel, the kid. I can't not remember his fucking name, neither. There he goes, Jib. His name is Jib in the movie. He's Tony Revolori. And you guys might have seen him from, actually, he's probably, you wouldn't say this, but he's probably the biggest actor here just because he has been in more star-fulfilled movies than the rest of these people. And obviously, Grand Budapest Hotel nominated for an Academy, if one and two, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, I think it won Best Musical Comedy. I can't remember if it was either that or Birdman, but whatever. Anyway, still nominated. And that kid was one of the stars of it. So, so we follow Malcolm living his dopey ass life. They're in a band together, dude, and like they make Will Smith look rated R. That shit was so fucking corny. And you know what? The first 20 minutes of the film had a lot of, like, I wouldn't say charm, but it had a lot of good comedy elements to it where I was just like, okay, this is going to be a comedy. So I was just like, you know what? Then this might be funny as shit then because, you know, you're making fun of the black nerd in Inglewood. Or I was like, this might be funny. I think that's why I got more pissed off towards the end of the film is just because it separated from that. It went way completely different and took it, and then went serious. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, I hate when movies do that. Fucking hate that.
Because it first opens up with that when they introduce you to Malcolm, narration kicks in and says, this is Malcolm. He's a nerd. He likes things. He doesn't play basketball. He doesn't rap. But he's in a crappy ass little band where they sing about being cool in school. And I'm not lying, people. That is one of the name of their songs. Matter of fact, and one of their songs go like, I feel okay. I woke up today having a good day or some shit like that. I was just like, okay, all right. Somebody cut this shit off, please, right now. I never thought I'd be saying, let's go back to summertime, please. Summertime. Shit. Yeah, man. Compared to these niggas, hell yeah, shit. He's into this girl, Malcolm. Well, they all checking out this girl because, her name? Diggy. She's lesbian in this film. One of their friends. And, I ain't gonna lie, for a lesbian, she was looking kind of good. You know who she reminded me of, too?
Who's that?
You gonna laugh your ass off, too. In the movie, she looked a hell of a lot like Lena, man.
Did she not?
Like a light-skinned version of that. I was just like, damn.
That's funny.
If Lena ever went gay, which I've been saying that for 3 years we was doing this shit, I was like, I imagine that's how, yep. Right there. That's her right there. But Malcolm, he's in the Zoe Kravitz character, Nakia. And she played this Jada Pinkett, poetic justice loves bitch. I mean, and there's the thing, two people talking about how sexy she looked or whatever. She's on screen probably three times in the film. Because a lot of the problem with this film is characters come and go. They just drop off like a motherfucker. And they set up this love interest because this shit was funny to me. Like they were on their bikes going to school. Basically, let me wrap the synopsis up. So they get invited to this drug dealer's party played by A$AP Rocky. He sneaks drugs into Malcolm's bag when the cops raid that place, and then next you know it, they're trying to just get rid of the drugs, and therefore that way Malcolm doesn't get arrested or something like that to become the black stereotype or some shit like that. Okay. This shit was funny as fuck when they left school and they couldn't go down this street because the Bloods were down there or whatever, and you know, I recognized all these streets too, and I was like, yep, that's a blood footed area. But what was funny was that they had a camera and they were setting up taking YouTube videos. Uh-huh. Pose and be like, yeah, blood, you know what I'm saying? we hard, nigga. What's funny about that, people, is that shit's actually true. It's like, he was like, you expect the hardest core motherfuckers wouldn't be posing and shit for YouTube. But apparently these niggas know how to work goddamn social media, so so it's an elements like that. And then, you know, he goes the other street opposite way. That's when he meets A$AP Rocky. This nigga's terrible, by the way, too. This nigga's terrible. So, you know, A$AP Rocky, he sends Malcolm back and forth to talk to Zoe Kravitz's character. Well, I'm not gonna lie. Everyone in here, personally, everybody was talking about how great these people were in this movie, man. Everybody in here was just okay. I didn't think anyone in this movie stood out as just like, oh, I can't wait to see what they do next. I mean, Zoe Kravitz was still Zoe Kravitz in the three scenes she had. All three of these kids I thought were just like whatever. I was just like, yeah, I mean, I could see chemistry between the three, but it was just like they're acting as far as what's going on. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Even the scene where Malcolm's talking to A$AP Rocky, because A$AP, at first you're thinking like, why the I thought this movie took place in the 90s, because you see these,
yeah, that's what I thought too, looking at all the clothing choices. I'm like, yeah, this is in the
90s,
right?
Yeah, but no, it's in present day. And then A$AP Rocky even asks him, why the fuck you dress like you in the 90s or whatever? And then he tells him some shit like, it's because everything was cooler in the 90s, you know, bro? I was just like, oh, great, a fucking hipster. I was like, oh. I said, oh, he's just like, you know, he's like, hip-hop was cool, you know? He's like, we had the Blueprint. And I thought in my head, I was like, wait a minute, Blueprint came out in fucking 2001. What the fuck? And then he said, what was the other album he said in there? And I was like, wait a minute, that came out in 88, too. What the fuck is he talking about? He didn't say a goddamn thing of the 90s right now. And then sure enough, A$AP Rocky said what I was thinking. He was like, Blueprint came out in 2001, bro. I was like, yeah, okay, I didn't want this nigga to agree with me now. Come on. Shit, I was like, what the fuck? And then even Malcolm, he came up with some bullshit-ass answer talking about, like, but he was like, you know, Blueprint was like that final pin nail to the 90s, you know? That was like the, it's over in the 90s. I was just like, no, the fuck you did not just say that, no.
No, sorry.
Stillmatic was better than Blueprint. Thank you very much. But anyway. Stillmatic killed Blueprint, goddamn it. Back me up, Cody. Cody's like, you on your own.
Goddamn right.
Goddamn right, shit, Stillmatic was better. One mic? Come on.
Yeah.
Killed that whole album. That one song killed that whole album. Come on. I'm sorry. Jay-Z is fucking overrated. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry about that.
I'm not sorry about that. Never mind. Why did I fucking be sorry about that, nigga? Shit. That. I saw, actually, they played at the karaoke bar. They played Girls.
Oh, God.
Girls. Yeah. People, that was on the Blueprint.
Yeah, it was.
You find a song on the Stillmatic that sound anything like that. I challenge you. Matter of fact, I challenge you. Somebody gonna say, that song Rule with A. Marie. Yeah, that sound like Girls, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, okay, whatever, nigga. So Zoe Kravitz, she starts to like Malcolm a little bit, because she's like, oh, you ain't like every other nigga, you know, that's like just trying to get ass, nothing like that. Girl's like, girl, have you looked at yourself? I mean, you pretty much a hoe in the corner right now. So it's like, yeah, they trying to get some of that. Hell, I'd be coming by, whatever, saying, hey, girl, what's going on? You know, shit, you done put, that's your fault. Hey, don't be trying to blame that on society. She's like, you know, you're not like all the other guys around here. It's just like, bitch, you wearing tank tops and booty shorts. What the fuck you expect, man? Shit. She's like, oh, I'm studying to get my GED. I mean, you dropped out of school and shit like that. It's like, you, well, what the hell? You, shit, no, don't put that on society. That's your fault. It's your fault. You the hoe of the town because of you. And I'm proud of you for that, girl. Here, smooches. But anyway, baby. Zoe Kravitz is fine, but I personally didn't think so in this film so much.
Really, man?
I was not feeling the braids she had going on in here. I was just like, okay, he ain't done. Like Mad Max with the short hair, I was feeling that. Looked good with the short hair and shit.
I don't know. That's a good look for it. I don't know.
The braids?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it. You know why? Because that shit reminded me too much of the fucking 90s. I was like, okay, I don't. Like, when you see her in person or whatever and shit, he's just looking at her, he's just like, okay, I don't need to see this shit right now, whatever. It's just like, I love it. Everybody else is in present day time except for her and these three kids. I'm just like, I'm not liking that at all. Because it looked like I'm watching a fucking documentary on hipsters and shit. And I'm like, I don't fucking.
That's what I'm going to say. That's basically what this movie looks like to be all about. It's just like hipster culture.
I was like, I don't want to learn. Like, okay, people, you may have noticed. I made that joke about Cody being in the 90s or whatever. But Wayne and Luke, they live in the fucking
80s. Yeah, you went to Ultimate Hipsters, those motherfuckers.
Thank you. Yeah, the Ultimate fucking Hipsters. I am waiting for Wayne to wear a fucking scarf one day or whatever and shit and with his loafers and to tell me about how beer back in 86 was so much better than what it is today or some shit like that.
He wears those beanies all the time while he needs the beard.
Yeah, exactly.
Those ironic glasses.
Glasses with no lenses in them and shit.
Yeah.
I hope Jamie starts dressing him soon.
That would be lovely.
That would be fucking lovely. And some skinny jeans, which you probably already wear. We never see him with his legs or anything.
Yeah, that's true. We never seen him.
So for all we know, that nigga probably does wearing skinny jeans. But them niggas are the ultimate hipster. That's why they get on our fucking nerves so goddamn much. Cause they talk about the fucking 80s so much. And he's just like, I don't know about you, Cody, but I'm one of them motherfuckers. I don't live in the fucking past.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Great, I appreciate it. There's a lot of things I love about it.
Yeah.
But hell no, fuck that.
I can tell you this right now. I loved 80s and 90s music, but if someone was just like, oh, if you had a chance to go back to the 80s and 90s, would you say? I'd be like, hell fucking no.
No. I could go back for like a day or two. None of that, no.
I wouldn't even go back for a day or two. Hey, but you gonna miss all that music? I was like, I don't give a fuck. you just said music compared to like 20 other things that are better from that time today, whatever. It's like, you know, the scale here is like tipping me to stay in present day time right here. 80s and 90s. Hell to the fuck no. Movies were so much better. You mean the shit where they really didn't have a plot and shit just went going? Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah, they were so much better, yeah.
Yeah, people say shit about the 80s. Yeah. I swear to God.
Wayne does. Okay, come on, Wayne. Ultimate hipster, people. Ain't gonna admit it, but ultimate hipster.
Ultimate
fucking hipster. I do not like living in the fucking past. That shit's done and dealt with. Like Cody says, appreciate it. But as far as going back to it, hell to the fucking no. So the last thing I really wanted to see was a movie about some kids living in the fucking 90s. Referencing shit that ain't even from the 90s. So it's like, okay. But you know what? The first half, the first 20 minutes of it, I was with it. It was funny. I got a lot of little chuckles. Like, it reminded me of something like Dear White People.
Oh, okay.
You know, it had those black stereotypes for me. But now here's where things got crazy. They get invited to A$AP Rocky's party. And the only reason why they wanted to go was because Zoe Kravitz's character going, you know, she said, hey, I'll save you a dance, you come. And she'd have told me that, I'd have showed up this gangbangers party too, because I'd have been like, shit, hell yeah, you gonna save me a dance, shit. Make sure my goal tonight is getting that ass tonight, shit, I'm getting that shit. Back in P1's Compton days, hey, you and me, guaranteed, happening, let's go. how you think I met Miss One? Anyway, people, I kid you not, that was the first thing I said to Ms. One. No, it's gonna happen. Guarantee it's gonna happen. But when we first met, but
only you, P1.
I love telling that story, but yeah, so I guess they doing like a drug exchange in here. Like A$AP Rocky is moving up from weed to cocaine, and he got a thing for Zoe too. This is the last time you see Zoe Kravitz's character too, and this is in the first 25 minutes of the film. You don't see her till towards the end of the film. And next thing you know it, cops, or I don't know, it looked like some other gang rival came in there and started shooting up the place, and then the cops came, and apparently A$AP Rocky stuck drugs in Malcolm's bag. And then after that, man, the movie, I ain't gonna lie, I got bored out of my fucking mind. I was like, why am I fucking here now? Seriously, I was like, this ain't a message about anything. It's just, now it's just like, oh, like, we're on hijinks now. It's supposed to be hijinks of like, you know, I'm trying to be a straight-laced black kid because I'm trying to make it out of the hood and go to Harvard. And it's funny because even the college counselor tells him, like, he's like, you're writing about, like, geek culture or what you like and stuff like that. He's just like, even the counselor said, nigga, Harvard ain't gonna accept you. It was like, and you know what, even, because this was in the beginning, even I had clapped on this part, too. I was like, thank you, snap this nigga back into reality right here. Because he was talking about, like, he's like, as long as I get straight A's, I should be able to go to Harvard, right? And that counselor looked at him and said, okay, you just another nigga from an Inglewood high school. What the hell make you think you gonna go to Harvard just because you got straight A's? And I was like, oh, thank you. I said, I was like, damn, kid, if you think that's all you need to do, then I was like, then, well, then, fuck, then. I wish it was just that easy, then, huh? Our Harvard nowadays is like legacy. You gotta have family going in that motherfucker. Like, or either that or money. There's two things going on. But you know what this movie does at the end of the film, which I found more insulting, is it insults other schools by saying to black people. And I kid you not, it ends, the movie ends on a video message of like, when it gets, comes back all around after they get done selling the drugs, which I, that came out of some nowhere computer hacking shit stuff or whatever. I was just like, wow, this, I don't know where the fuck this came from, but it stops with him writing his acceptance letter, and like, I guess you can see the words in visual effects as he's writing it and shit, which it could be a cool technique, but it's just him in front of a video camera and he's just saying like, this is my life, you know, I'm in a nerdy rock band and stuff like that or whatever, and it shows him playing the rock band, and then you see this dude in the hoodie and he turns around and says, this is my life, you should always expect for more or whatever shit like that. And I'm just like, is this a message film? I was like, this film trying to give me a fucking message right now. I was like, I don't know. Well, then he talks about, because Zoe Kravitz, she wants to go to Cal State Northridge or Cal State Dominguez Hills. And she's like, he's like, he snarks at like, God, you can do better than that. You don't waste your time at them schools. You know, you go to, I'm trying to go to Harvard or something like that. And I looked at him and was like,
man, fuck you.
I looked at him and was like, Cody said the word best. You pretentious motherfucker, you right now. And the reason why I got mad at this being because I went to Cal State LA. So,
yeah.
And Cody probably more insulted because he went to Northridge. Because they actually brought that up. And then, shit you not, people, Northridge is one of the best Cal State schools. So, so I don't know what the fuck this nigga's talking about, but he said some shit like that. And, you know, it got to me where it was more insulted because when that scene happened, it became more of a fucking trying to pass a message of this, like, oh, black youth, you're selling yourselves for less and shit like that. It's just like, no, we selling ourselves for realism. Okay? Don't throw this fantasy bullshit in my face and just say, and you want to know how he got into Harvard, too? This is what really pissed me off, whatever. So it wasn't the fact that he got straight A's or anything like that. That would have been a fantasy itself, but I would have been like, you know what? He worked hard, got there, whatever. But it's because he sold drugs. That's how. So it's because he mixed his street smarts with book smarts. That's why he got into Harvard, people. I kid you fucking not or whatever. Because the person who he's supposed to sell the drugs to is the person he's supposed to have the interview with that that's supposed to get him into Harvard. Supposed to be like his reference and shit.
Are you kidding me?
What a fucking coincidence that is.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you, no.
Oh, wow.
And we find this out because this dude has two kids, and when they get to his house, in that Nas song scene I told you guys about, they get to his house, and I kid you not, when he leaves their house and go to the office where he's supposed to have the interview with this guy, he sees the photo of these kids on his wall and stuff like, and even he even sees A$AP Rocky's character Dom in the picture or whatever, and he's just like, oh shit, he's supposed to be the dude I'm selling the drugs to or whatever. And they kind of have like a slang back-to-back talk of what they should do. He pretty much told Malcolm, you need to... He pretty much summed it up in Amazon terms. He was just like, Amazon brings you a package. That must mean that they're responsible for that package or whatever. He's pretty much saying, I don't want you to bring me the drugs. He's like, I want you to sell the drugs because Dom is not in... He's in prison, so you need to sell the drugs or whatever. And he finds a way to sell it online. And the way to not get tracked is by not accepting money for it, but accumulating bit chips.
Uh-huh.
People, if you don't know what bit chips is, it's like internet money. You can only probably, you can have it transferred to a bank, but that's probably, it even says in the movie, that's how, like, then the feds will probably be on your ass, especially if you just transfer $96,000 to an account. You'd have to be an untraceable bank or some shit like that, or a Swiss banker in Germany or some shit like that, but these are niggas in Inglewood. I highly doubt they even know what Germany is, so... kid you the fuck not. So yes, and he does that. He makes because he meets the dudes from Workaholics, that nigga with the Jufro hair and shit. And his whole thing is like, he's damn near almost hitting Wigger term, whatever. He wants to say the N-word so badly, but every time he says it, Diggy, she's always slapping the shit out of him. But then they just like, he just like, why can't I say nigga if you can say nigga? And I ain't gonna kid you not. This scene went on for like 3 fucking minutes, and I was just sitting there looking like, just let this nigga say nigga for crying out fucking loud. Shit, I can't believe we having a conversation on why.
It's the quote of the year right there.
Yeah, let this nigga say nigga. Gotcha. Shit. I said, damn, we seriously stopping the movie to have a conversation of why he can't say nigga or whatever. Shit. Ain't we supposed to be selling drugs right now? And I was like, I thought this movie was supposed to be like a comedy about, like, you know, a geek growing up in the hood, the projects, baby, right, whatever. Now we got this dude selling drugs and shit. And it became some shit where, this is the part where the dude from Workaholics, he then became some cyber hacker type deal. He hacked into USC apparently, and I was just like, there ain't no fucking way. There ain't no fucking way you can hack into USC and get unnoticed, whatever. So apparently he hacks into this, the dude that's supposedly the Harvard guy, where he hacks into their system to sell the drugs out of his database. And I was like, you gotta be shit. How the fuck did he just walk up into this office, this dude looking like he looked, and managed to find their server room? Fuck up out of here with this shit. So, they end up selling all the drugs, and then this conversation pissed me off, I kid you not, because Malcolm tells the dude, he's like, I sold all the drugs, but he's like, here's the thing, though. He brings him $10,000. He's like, that's only the money I took, because he's like, that's only now. If you want the rest of the money, you have to go here and get it. And he was just like, and now you're going to accept me into Harvard. Now I was just like, this better not be the fucking reason why he get accepted into Harvard. He's like, and then, you know, he outsmarted them by saying, because the dude was like, oh, he's like, but you'll go to jail too then. He was like, no, because it's wired under your server names and shit like that, because I had someone hack into your system. And I was just like, and then he just leaves the room, whatever, and he's just like, that's your bag and everything. And I was like, he got to be fucking kidding me, whatever. So they basically trying to say, this movie was trying to set up that it's not the fact that the kid was smart, is the fact that he was missing something. And what he was missing was, he was missing street smarts. Apparently, that's what's going to get you into Harvard, people, is your street smarts. You got to have a little bit of both. You just can't have one.
Wow.
I got insulted by that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you got that right. You got insulted.
Because here, this movie's trying to have a message about work hard, you can do anything. And to end on a note like that, where it's just like, okay, it opened up with him being smart, couldn't get into Harvard. Now we ending with him being able to outsmart a drug dealer and selling his drugs, but not having the fallback come on him. That's what's gonna get him. I'm just like, wow, this became a typical drug movie for fucking black movies. You tried to start off with being something different, and yet you didn't went into a territory where it's nothing different. And I was like, wow.
Wow.
I'm kind of insulted by that now, because now you're saying that, oh, Cody, hey, man. Cody, your problem with... Now this is where it relates to you, Cody.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was waiting for.
You two goddamn bougies. What's your problem? That's what this movie telling you. You ain't got no street smarts in you whatsoever, Cody. Like, I know this for a fact. You don't. So you ain't never going to amount to nothing by getting into Harvard, because you are too fucking book smart. And I'm sorry to say this, brother, but you will fail, because damn, you're just book smart.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, me, I'm bougie, too.
Yes.
But I grew up in Compton. I knew some street smart, so I could just go learn from one of them niggas hanging out in the corner right here or whatever. I can learn that real quick.
Oh, you're set to.
Yeah. So I can just go learn for them, take a class from them, 5-minute class, something like that, you know? Hey, and Cody, Harvard I come. Time to mix that book smart with them street smart. Yeah, you know what, man? I was indifferent, but I almost walked out, to be honest.
Really?
Like, towards the end of the film, because I was like, you know what, this is pointless. I know where it's going. It's going nowhere. I don't want to hear this shit about it. It's new. I've never seen it before. I just brought up a movie just came out not too long ago, Dear White People, that actually did this better. I wasn't even a bigger fan of that movie or whatever, but I was like, you know what, this one did it better, because that one actually had a story and a message to tell or whatever. This one here, it felt pretentious and felt like it was trying to force a fucking story on you that didn't make any goddamn sense. Another thing too, like I said, I was having fun with it at first. I got my chuckles in. I was like, okay, you know what? If this movie is that route, then you know, it could be cool. I was like, you know, it just proved me and Cody wrong. It wasn't gonna be this pretentious, trying to tell you what it's like to grow up in the projects type movie. 25 minutes passed. I was like, wow, we just went to that territory. I don't know, because it stopped being funny at that moment too.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, there's this one scene where Malcolm, the quote-unquote geek, he even had a gun on him when he was going to go deliver the money to the drug dealer. And these bullies that kept fucking with him, he pulls the gun on him, he starts crying, whatever. And he's like, I don't want to shoot you. And I'm just like, okay, now we trying to, okay, you know what? Then the bullies, they just, like, walk away, just be like, oh, and then, by the way, the bullies respect him at the end of the movie, too. They like, hey, what's up to him and shit. I'm just like, you got to be, okay. Okay. I'll tell you this right now, people. You pull a let's just say gangbangers, whatever. That's what they were. Anybody's whooping your ass in school just because you pulled a gun on them 1 minute. You don't think just because the next day of school, they, you pulled a gun, they ain't gonna whoop your ass? They gonna come looking for you. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying no statistics or anything like that. That's facts. They gonna come looking for you. They gonna come looking. Trust me. I got into a fight one time. And it ended because, you know, I was just like, whatever, man. You don't get the fuck up out of my face. He didn't think I was going to fight him. I was. I don't know why he didn't think that. So he turned around, so I kicked him. Well, he was on the ground already after I knocked his ass down or whatever. But I kicked him in the face. Done in the face. And I used to wear Timberland boots back then. That was a done fight. Over. For me, at least. No, it wasn't done. Because he kept coming back. That's what niggas in Compton and shit do. They keep coming back. You know? Okay? If you don't put a bullet in their ass, sorry to say this, they gonna keep coming back. Because, you know, the very 3 hours later, comes back with his friends. And his friend comes over and tells me, hey, so-and-so wants you to come over here real quick. And I looked over his shoulder and I was just like, this is where my street smarts kicked in. I looked over his shoulder and was like, it's about 20 of y'all over there right now. You know what? I said what I had to say to them this morning. I think I'm going to go this way. And dude grabbed my arm. He's like, no, he really wants you. I said, nigga, if you don't let go of my hand, you're going to be on the ground like he was too, okay? And you know what? That was it. That was it. And the next thought, everybody knows that, hey, he tried to be a big man by, you know, jumping me. Mm-hmm. But that's where my street smarts kicked in, Cody. See what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying? Correlates now. I get it.
Yeah, see? So, therefore, I'm going to be successful because I implemented street smarts with book smarts.
Oh, shit, man. You have the path to righteousness in, my friend.
That's right. I'm a little different with this film because, you know, like I said, I did enjoy the film, well, the beginning of it, at least, for the comedy elements. But the actors, I thought was just okay. Everybody in here, I thought was either just bad or okay. I was just like, yeah, whatever. But then the longer it went on, man, these are one of those movies where, like, when, you know, someone asked this question a long time ago, it's just like, oh, what do you think adds up to your rating? Is the beginning or ending of the film? And I gotta say, it's usually the ending because you forget about that beginning half when it goes on for another hour and 20 minutes. Actually, this movie is 2 hours, so an hour and 30 minutes to 40 minutes, and it's some bullshit, and you're just like, let me out this fucking theater. So you know what, man? This falls on a fuck it, dude.
Inevitable for what you told me. Yeah, so sounds about right.
Yeah, so, well, they insulted our school, so yeah, first.
Oh, yeah, goddamn right, so fuck you.
So it's like, and, you know, the thing is, too, like, had he been proud to just be like, oh, you gonna go to Cal State Northwood? That's cool. He's like, yeah, it's good to see, you know, the black youth wanting to go to college or whatever. But no, it's just like, why you gotta go there? You're selling yourself short. It's like, ain't that a bitch, dude? I don't know. First of all.
Wow, hey. Fuck that shit, man.
Yeah, you see how I could have just made that scene better with a little bit of tweaking in the writing, yeah. Right? Just saying, oh, you know, hey, that's great you want to go to college. You're a high school dropper, but you still want to go to college. Oh, that's great. You know, that's awesome, whatever. But no, you had to go the pretentious route and go, oh, yeah, you know, why are you selling yourself short for that shit? That's that place? Nah, go to Harvard or something.
You gotta aim higher, bro.
Fuck you, Malcolm. I need a fucking dick. Oh, and then the movie ends like with a montage of him, like, getting ready for prom, and then this is all after he sells the drug, getting ready for prom, cuts his hair off and shit like that, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on in this movie? I was like, I already haven't wrapped this shit. That was the part where I was getting ready to walk. I was just like, you know what, I'm done. I think it's over or whatever. I just stood by the door, and then it just ended with the words popping up, dope, and I was just like, get the fuck up out of here. It was terrible. With the most niggerish audience I've ever sat in a room with, whatever. I swear to God, every black man and woman was up in this motherfucker. I didn't see. And you know the funny thing was? Motherfuckers was dressed like some of the motherfuckers up in here, too.
Oh, Jesus.
I was just like, Jesus Christ, this is a flashback, whatever, and shit. And then, oh, yo, you know, it was funny because the Samoans came in, too. And they was at this screen. I was like, God damn, I ain't never seen a Samoan in a movie. I ain't gonna lie. It was the first time I've seen a family of Samoans in a fucking movie there. I ain't gonna watch some ones. I didn't think y'all watched movies, to be honest. I never had seen y'all in a movie theater before. It's a little dope, it did something, Cody. It brought them out, you know? Shit.
Oh, wow. Bringing cultures together.
Yeah, I'll fuck this movie more than. Shit, that's the case then.
Don't make fly. Do you have what I left in the backpack?
Did he actually say I'll kill you and your friends if you don't get rid of these drugs for just you? Don't act like you weren't curious, too.
See, all we gotta do is find
And the white people go to Coachella, Lollapalooza.
We don't know nothing about drugs. You do.
We need to know if you're gonna help us.
Okay. Nobody's gonna suspect a thing. We're just geeks doing what geeks do.
I don't wanna go to jail. I wanna go to college.
Ah, slippery slope.
Exactly.
You play with me, my little boy from the hood?
Hey, wait. I am the authority in keeping a proper brother-to-hoe ratio. So unless you got some boobies...
What? Like, boys don't cry.
Remember we were saying that? Remember that.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Malcolm Adekunle.
Can you dig it?
You can call me N-word, and I can't say it.
Technically, he shouldn't be able to say the word. Why can't he
use it? Because I'm 14% African. Ancestry.com.
Look, just say the damn word. You're my...
That was a reflex.